The Time Traveler's Guide to Not Getting Caught. Chapter 9. That Time I Saved the World from Napoleon. Now, you might not remember any of this happening because I went back in time and fixed it all. But before I did, my time traveler buddy had changed some things when he went back to the French Revolution. He inadvertently allowed Napoleon to take over the world. It was this whole ordeal where everyone spoke French for like 50 years until Napoleon died of old age, and all the countries had to win back their independence. But see, you don't remember any of this because I was a hero and thwarted his plan. You're welcome. Unless you love French culture and wish we all would have been a little more French, then you'd probably be upset by the things I've done. Or should I say, undone. So anyway, I get back home and I decide to have a me day before I set off to save the world from the time traveler's mistakes. So I put on my bathing suit and I head out to the beach and I bring a portable TV so I can watch season 2 of iCarly because I have a hankering to watch the series while it's at its peak. And everyone knows that television doesn't get better than season 2 of iCarly. After the beach, I go home and I start to watch a bunch of movies about the French Revolution because I figure, this time around, the stakes were too high just to wing everything. So the first movie I watch is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure again because there's a scene where they go back in time and meet Napoleon and I thought, how weird, I'm in a very similar situation. After that, I was going to watch a bunch of other Napoleon movies, but I thought, meh, I've seen enough. I think I'm ready. So I hop in the bath with my tablet and I read iCarly fanfiction. But I realize there are more important matters at hand. So I forced myself to read about Napoleon and all of his weaknesses because I had a big challenge ahead of me. I had to convince Napoleon to attack Russia in the dead of winter. And I knew that I was gonna accomplish it or die trying. Well, no, I wasn't gonna risk my life trying to do this. But I was certainly gonna try for as long as I felt necessary. Or until I got tired or bored. So I researched for 5 minutes. And I discovered Napoleon's one weakness was his ego. Go figure. The next thing I did was research where I could get a soldier's uniform from Napoleonic times. And I realized I had to travel to another state to get it. So I fire up my watch and I travel out to the store. And I find a soldier costume that fits me and I'm thinking, okay, great. I'll just borrow this uniform like I have the others. Which I still have to remember to return. Man, what is wrong with me? But the worker there just wouldn't leave me alone for 1 second. So I was forced to charge it on my credit card, which sucks because I really didn't want to pay for it. But then I decided I would tell my credit card company that it was a fraudulent charge because how could I be in another state buying this uniform when I was really at home buying a spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's several states over at the same time? So I get home and I eat my Wendy's. And then I check myself in the mirror as I wear my French Revolution uniform and I take a picture because I was in the present day and I looked hot as fuck. And then I text the picture to my Central Park girl to show her what she was missing. And then I waited a while for her to text me back saying something along the lines of, oh my God, you look so cute. Hit me up next time you're on a very important business trip again in New York. But she never texted me back. So I put in 1812 and the 2s for Poland because that's where his army was at the time. And there I was. Now, a soldier in Napoleon's army. My first thought as I looked out at the French encampment was, well, this is a sausage fest. And my second thought was, I wonder what Socrates is up to. Thanks to my buddy's detailed information, I knew exactly where he was at this precise moment in time. See, unlike me, my buddy liked to research his travels extensively and really settle into the places he visited. Overachiever. Apparently, he had worked his way up in Napoleon's army and gained his confidence. When Napoleon wanted to invade Russia, it was my time-traveling buddy that told him it wasn't wise, convincing him not to, and thus saving Napoleon from the biggest mistake of his life. Now, I hadn't asked my buddy why he felt it was best if Napoleon didn't lose his army while invading Russia in the dead of winter, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt in the matter, rather than assume he's some sort of sociopath who wanted to see someone take over the world. So I start walking through the encampment, which is basically just a muddied expanse covered in tents. And I keep walking until I find this ornate tent that my buddy said was Napoleon's. And I'm not judging at all, but the tent was just superfluous, painted gold and was just like trying to show off, you know? I mean, we get it. You're a very powerful and rich man. Apparently, at this very moment, my buddy was convincing Napoleon that invading Russia would destroy him, and I had to find some way to reconvince Napoleon to actually go and do it. Now, this posed a problem because As mentioned before, I only know English, and I doubt it would be a smart move to speak English in the middle of a French encampment. So I had no idea how I was going to convince the most powerful man at the time to invade Russia in winter while only capable of speaking English. Sure, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I did know one thing. Something smelled delicious. And that's when I saw some soldiers roasting sausages above a fire, and I think, well, I gotta get in on this. So I head over to the group of French dudes, and they're all speaking French, and again, I have no clue what anyone's saying. But then the group of guys laugh, and I laugh harder than all of them because yada yada, but I shouldn't have done that because one of the French soldiers looks at me and says something in French, and now everyone in the group is looking at me, and I have no clue what to do. But I think, okay, none of them are thinking I don't know French, and none of them are thinking I'm a time traveler from the 21st century. So all I have to do is play it cool, and everything would be fine. So I scan their expressions to try to gauge what sort of thing the French guy said to me. And all the soldiers are kind of half smiling, so I just smile and nod and do the Fonzie thumbs up with the noise, and the guys look at me strangely, because I'm pretty sure what I just did didn't make any sense to anyone. But they just like look at each other and ignore me. So I think, okay, well that's good. So by this point in time, I was the weirdo of the group. But I still hadn't been found out, which is really a win in my book. And it became an even bigger win after I snagged one of those sausages. But to be honest, mine was a little underdone, and I think the French guy did it on purpose because he saw me as the weirdo. But you know what? That guy was the weirdo. He had one of those goofy type of mustaches you only see on Frenchmen in the 19th century or hipsters in Silver Lake. So after I eat my sausage, I walk over to Napoleon's tent, but I see several guards standing out front. So I just smile and nod as I walk by. But really, I'm trying to figure out how to infiltrate the tent to tell Napoleon that he'd be a pussy if he didn't invade Russia. How does one say pussy in French? Is it already French? It sounds French. And then, after exerting more energy trying to save the world than I ever had in my entire life, I start to feel dejected. Here I was, given this unbelievable gift, and I couldn't even figure out a way to convince some short guy from the past to do something I already knew he wanted to do. I wondered what Bill and Ted would do. I mean, they'd probably kidnap him and take him to the present to be part of their class presentation, which for some reason happens to be in an auditorium. And you know what? Now that I think about it, those presentations seem like they would take multiple days to get through. And why didn't they just do it in a classroom? It seems like a waste of an auditorium. Anyway, I certainly wasn't going to take Napoleon back to my time because I'm pretty sure he'd try to take over the world again. And I just didn't want to have to deal with all of that. Like, I just couldn't. Plus, people can't travel into the future, so I couldn't take him there even if I wanted to. So the question remained, what was I going to do? And that's when it dawned on me. I didn't need to convince Napoleon to invade Russia. I just needed to show Napoleon that he shouldn't be convinced by my buddy. So instead of having to do something that, let's face it, seemed pretty impossible, I could just undermine my fellow time traveler and make him look like an idiot, and then Napoleon wouldn't trust his advice. Yeah, that's what I'll do. But how? What could I do to humiliate my best friend? I thought about it for a while. And by a while, I mean for several minutes. And then it dawned on me. And when it did dawn on me, I was feeling pretty good because I realized what a great problem solver I was. I mean, who else would discover such an ingenious way of making someone look like an idiot in 1812? My plan was simple. I was going to make it look like my buddy shat his pants. And there was no way Napoleon would trust someone who just shat their pants. But now the question became, how? How was I going to make it look like he shat his pants? My first thought was that I could just use mud. But I figured Napoleon wouldn't be fooled by a little mud on some guy's butt. No, it had to be poop. My plan would only work if I somehow got a bunch of poop on my best friend's butt. But how? How was I going to actually get poop on my buddy's butt? Well, I thought about it, and the first thing I needed was actual poop, and there were two ways to get poop. The first was that I could use my own, which seemed like the most sanitary way. Though I'm not insinuating my poop is in any way more sanitary than anyone else's, but don't we all have immunity to our own poop? Is that a thing? Poop immunity? If you know, can you please email me at anonymoustimetraveler69@hotmail.com with the subject title, Poop Immunity? But the problem was, I didn't have to poop yet, and I really couldn't just wait around until the time came. So instead, I figured it'd be best if I went to the latrine and scooped up some 19th century French poop. Yes, that's what I'd do. But first, I needed to find some gloves. So I went into a random tent that had several cots lined up, and that's where I found a pair of white gloves by some guy's belongings, and I promptly snagged them. At first I thought, I'll come back and return the gloves when I'm done. But then I thought, I think the guy is better off with his gloves being stolen than being returned covered in poop. And knowing myself, there was no way I was gonna clean those gloves before returning them, so they'd just have to remain stolen. After I stole the gloves, I searched for the latrine, and that's when I spot some French guys taking a dump into a big trench. And when I say big trench, I mean it was basically like a long hole that kind of looked like a trough. You know, like a trough in the Wild West that horses would drink out of? But instead it was a hole that was about 20 feet in length that allowed about 5 people at a time to squat over and poop in. So I spot the trench and I figure, all right, it's time to collect some poop. But there was a long line of French soldiers waiting to poop in this hole, and it just wasn't diminishing because there were thousands of men in the camp and only one latrine to poop in. So I didn't think I was going to be able to sneak in there and scoop any of it out. So I came up with a plan B. Now, before I tell you my plan B, I would just like to stop for a moment and apologize for how gross my travels throughout history have been so far. But if there's one thing I've learned is that life is dirty. It's filled with dicks and orgies and lots of feces. And what I was about to do next has to be one of the 5 or 6 grossest things I've ever done in my life. And certainly the grossest thing I've ever done in Poland. So my plan B was this. I couldn't just scoop some poop out of the trench because it would be too obvious. So I took my place, squatting next to a fellow soldier, and as he was, doing his business, I subtly reached my hand over and catch the poop as it's falling. So there I was, with a handful of some pretty gnarly poop because this French guy's diet had only consisted of sausage over the last few weeks, which made for some foul bowels. Then, as I was cupping some French guy's number 2, I suddenly realized I hadn't fully thought out the second part of my plan. And now I didn't know where to go or what to do with the poo. All I knew was I wanted to get it out of my possession as quickly as possible. So I rush away from the trench, cupping my hand so people can't see what's inside. But I'm squeezing a little too tight and some starts to seep out between my gloved fingers and I'm thinking, don't worry, nobody is looking at you. Just act as normal as you can and not like someone who's hiding poop in his hand. So I make my way over to Napoleon's superfluous tent. And now I have to figure out how am I going to smear this stuff on my buddy's ass and then make a scene so everyone thinks he pooped himself. And after way too long thinking about how to do this while squeezing another man's feces, I decide I would just wait there until he comes out, and then I would trip and splash his butt with the poop and then make a gross noise and point, and then he'd be humiliated and Napoleon would disregard all of his advice. Then I will have successfully righted what once was wrong. So I'm waiting there for a while until finally, I see a short guy leave Napoleon's tent and I'm like, holy shit, that's Napoleon. And I have an impulse to take my phone out to take a picture, but my hand is full of poop. And I certainly didn't want to get that on my phone. And you know, the whole learning from my past mistakes thing. So I take a mental image instead. And then behind Napoleon, I see my buddy in his soldier uniform, but he looks several years younger and I think, whoa, this guy's been time traveling for years. Then I start to feel really bad for doing what I was about to do because it would probably be the most embarrassing moment of his life. But then I think, I'm sure we'll have a big laugh about it when we meet again on the Titanic. So I casually walk over to my fellow time traveler, but as I'm making my way over, he and Napoleon start to walk the other direction and now I'm trailing behind the two, trying to get this French soldier's poop onto my buddy's butt. But he's getting further and further away, so I pick up my pace until finally, the butt is in reach. So then, I pretend to trip, and as I fall forward, I splatter the poop onto my buddy's butt, and when I do, I just smear it on there. And I make it look real dirty. And then my buddy looks back at me like I'm some movie producer groping his ass, and that's when people start to gather around and look at me, and that's when I make an ew sound. And I point to the butt, and then everyone looks at the poop on him, and all at once, the soldiers make a grossed out face. Napoleon shakes his head and says something in French that I imagine is along the lines of, I can never trust a man who shits his pants. And then Napoleon walks over to a group of soldiers and shouts something. And I hear the word Russia and everyone cheers. I quickly peel off the gloves and I rush away from my buddy, who had the look of a guy who just got wrongfully accused of shitting his pants. And then I entered the time and tubes into the watch and I went back home. The first thing I did when I got back home was scrub my hand several times. The second thing I did was check Napoleon's wiki, and it turns out that he did in fact invade Russia and wound up failing to take over the world. 1 point me, 0 points Napoleon. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe and rate the podcast to help me get more of the positive attention I so sorely need. Follow the show on Instagram at Time Traveler's Guide Podcast and me at Anonymous Time Traveler 69. New episodes out Thursday nights at 8.